us.
Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed and insured? The Louisiana State Licensing Board Contractors proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvements, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, so that's the Baltimore Relay. That's right, let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I want to welcome all our listeners that's now tuning in the Big Easy on the all-new WIST 690 AM down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Dan Frazier's group down there, welcome aboard, guys. And, boy, do we have a great hour in store for you. You know, I do broadcast live here each week, every week, where I sit behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone taking your calls and emails. And boy, do we have a good one for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Damian Patalona with Fisher Sips. We're going to be talking about structural insulated panels. And we're going to be talking about something a little different about that. I've had shows on structural insulated panels, the features and benefits, but we're going to talk about the green aspects of these panels. And because everybody's into green building, and as you know, I've been talking about it for 4.5 years. Hey, I've been talking about green building before I even realized what I was talking about. I mean, and now they put a name to it. So I'm very proud that this show is having an influence. But we're also going to dip in that old email bag and try to get to as many emails as possible. Also, we're going to have my friend, Mr. Charles Marceau. He is the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board for Contractors. He's going to be giving us an update of some of the policies and procedures that's going on in his office. There's a legislative new legislation come in Louisiana as he in his office fights and to get these unlicensed contractors that's out ripping people off. Off the streets. Also, don't forget about our poll question of the week. Do you have a valid home termite certificate for your home? All right, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Also, you can check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. And I also want to mention that Home Talk is now available on demand. That's right, 24/7, 365. We have our own live internet channel now. We download all our live shows on Saturday on our website. You can catch us 24/7, 365. It's simple. Just look to the left, click the on-air button, and we download all our shows. Home Talk on demand. All right, let's get a little serious here. And unfortunately, every time he's on the show, we always learn something. We've been in a fight when we first started 4.5 years ago to get unlicensed and insured contracts off the street. We've closed up some legislation, some loopholes, and boy, I tell you, the job they're doing down there in Louisiana and his staff and trying to make sense of all this madness. But I'd like to welcome to the show right now. He is the executive director of the Louisiana Contractors Board, Mr. Charles Marceau. Hey, welcome to the Gumbo Pot, Mr. Charles.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, we're doing great. It's a beautiful day in central Louisiana.
Man, that's fantastic. Charles, you heard my monologue. You know, we started a crusade 4.5 years ago. Man, it's hard to believe it's been that long since I started down in in New Orleans, and you coming up to the by the dome, and we started a campaign, and it's just Charles, we're getting the word out there, my friend. We're getting the word out there. I assure you of that.
Yeah, Mike. In other words, you know, we're still averaging about 300 new construction applications monthly, especially since the hurricanes. That pace has been fairly consistent. And things are going to start heating up, not only the temperature down here in Louisiana.
You're right. And now let's talk about something. What's maybe some pet peeves you're working on or some legislation you'd like to see happen or anything we can do? Maybe we can push some legislators. I know We have a new governor that's really taking the bull by the horn. It looks like you have a friendly governor that understands the problems and the concerns of the construction industry.
Well, that's right, Mike. There's so much construction activity happening in all sectors of Louisiana's economy, not only on the rebuilding of Louisiana residences and commercial buildings, the need for reconstruction and new construction, but also in the industrial marketplace. And as you know, what's happening is there's a shortage of skilled workers to work and to supply all of that work coming up, Mike. So what's happening is the marketplace is booking orders and robbing Peter to pay Paul with manpower and skill levels and the starting mobilizing on projects. And there seems to be an increase in the number of violations of contractor licensing law in all market sectors at this time, not only the home improvement and residential construction markets, but also an increase in the violations in the commercial markets, Mike. And it all revolves around skilled manpower. But the contractor licensing law is still in effect in this state. We're catching them as fast as we can put investigators out in those territories, and we are attempting to bring them to justice.
Well, Charles, I want to mention this to you. It is related to what you're doing down there. I was down. I did a show on my national network because I was getting a lot of calls and emails across the country. What's happening in Louisiana? Why it's not being rebuilt? I mean, it's 2.5 years later, and I visited down there, and nothing looked like it's happening, and what's going on? And I kindly explained to them and what was happening, and they didn't realize it, is that Louisiana is a licensed, tested state. And what people didn't realize, and it shocks them, is that there are a lot of states out there that doesn't require a testing program to become a contractor's. So there's no accountability test. So what happens is, since Louisiana is a licensed, tested state, and you test all the contractors for competency, you just can't go to Louisiana and do the work. And what happens that became a problem is because by Louisiana being legitimate and being a licensed, tested state, we fell way short in the labor process. Now, what we've done in the meantime, and I've been harping on this and say, okay, now we have 17 states that are reciprocal. We got 23 now that are licensed, tested. But the point is, when I did that show, I had my own United States Senator, Mary Landrieu, had one of her representatives call this show and said, you know what, I want to come on this show because you're making sense. And if this is going to hinder the rebuilding of my state, a state of which I love, because we have other states out there not playing by the rules, hey, I belong to a club, and I'm quoting her words, I belong to a club of only 100 of us, and they love to hear what you got to say. So that's great news that now maybe we can start the ball rolling and get this reciprocal, that if a tragedy does happen in Louisiana, we can welcome the contractors to come in the state and do the work, and vice versa. If I'm a Louisiana contractor and something happens in South Carolina, I can do the same thing. Now, Charles, does that make sense?
It does make sense, Mike, but let me tell you, for every contractor coming in and applying for a license and meeting all the legal requirements in the state of Louisiana, we have approximately 4 to 5 that are not. In other words, they're coming in, grabbing, the golden ring up front, not doing its fiduciary responsibilities and its corporate responsibilities to be a long-term contractor. Here in Louisiana. So what we're seeing is that...
Chuck, we got to stop right there. Chuck, we got to take a break. Don't go nowhere. Just stop right there. Got to take a hard break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Repeat after me. I will not get screwed by a home improvement contractor. Hi there. This is Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, host of Home Talk. Did you know that the Better Business Bureau estimates that 1 out of 4 of you will file complaints with their agency? So how can you protect yourself? Well, I have the answer. I've written a book called I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor. It's a step-by-step guide on your next home improvement project. In the book, I can take you through all the steps you need to know in dealing with the contractor, from the time he knocks on the door to the time you put your name on the contract. You can order my book today for only $29.99. That's right, $29.99 at HomeTalkUSA.com or by phone, 866-766-4426. That's 866-766-4426. And as a special bonus, I will personally be available to you live on the Internet to help you. So don't become a victim and order my book today.
Make sure you pick up your copy of I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor today. They're selling out fast, so make sure you get your hands on one.
Ted Anderson from Midas, April 11, 2008. Gold, 927 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $953.80, $469.75 for half, $234.88 for quarter. That's $953.80, $469.75, and $234.88.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time here each week, every week. That's right, I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. America's only self-proclaimed home expert. Each week, every week, we have a different home improvement expert on the show where we talk about pretty much anything that has to do with the home. If you want to jump right in, it's 1-800-259-5791, Michael King 1350. At yahoo.com. Again, Home Talk is available on demand 24/7, 365. Our live internet channel. Just go to our website, hometalkusa.com. Look to the left, click the on air button, and you can catch Home Talk each day, every day. Home Talk on demand.
Our guest today is Charles Marceau. He's the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board that governs the testing and licensing of contractors to do business in Louisiana. Louisiana is a license-tested state. Just before the break, Charles Marceau was explaining about some problems and concern he's having taking the good news is, like he said, a lot of contractors are playing by the rules. He's taking about 300 applications a day coming in. But for everyone that's coming in, he says that what you said, Charles, you got four or five that are not playing by the rules.
That's correct, Mike. And, you know, the excuse they're giving is that it takes too long to get a license. And the reality is you know, a Louisiana resident contractor can actually apply and get a license somewhere between 30 and 45 days. By law, an out-of-state contractor takes up to 60 days by law. But, you know, we expedite those contractor applications that complete all the information that's requested in the application so that the average over the span of about 4,000 applications last year, the average turnaround time was somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 days for all contractors. And keeping in mind that 40% of those applications are from out of state, that's not a bad turnaround, Mike. So when a firm from out of state wants to consider doing work in Louisiana, the first thing he needs to do is apply for a license. And then, you know, start setting up all his other communications and things like that before mobilizing. And by the time he's ready to start work, he should be licensed.
Yeah, and because you recognize and your office recognize, your board recognize the need for having skilled labor and a quality labor force, you know, in to rebuilding the Gulf Coast area. And I think that's fair, and I think you hit the nail on the head.
Our board has been very reasonable in its approach at out-of-state contractors coming in, Mike, and especially those who are tested elsewhere, and try to accommodate every need out there. The problem is that you know, we hold over 1,000 administrative hearings a year because people are taking chances and risk instead of following the law.
Yeah, chances and risks instead of following the law. Well, you know, it's always great to have you. Anything else you want to maybe update us on? Maybe something you work in a legislator? You know, as you know, you do have a legislative session coming up.
Sure. The only warning that I would have is to the consumer, the homeowners, the property owners, please make sure that your contractor is licensed. Don't help them make you a victim once more just by not checking your contractor out. You know, it's sort of like the DNA test. Contact the board. Make sure that the person you're talking to is the actual person that's listed as a licensed contractor on the board's website. We have over 20,000 licensed contractors, Mike, and it's very easy to verify. You know, in other words, ask for their driver's license, check out their insurance agent, call the board and verify who the principals are, and those kind of things. So protect yourself as a consumer.
And if you want to make it easier, just order my book, Charles.
That's right. Absolutely.
Just order my book. It's
all
in there.
Follow the instructions.
You sure you didn't write that book? Maybe I might have plagiarized that book a little bit, you know?
Very
it's common sense, man. It's common sense. And, you know, every time a consumer hires a contractor and they base their decision solely on the price and the cheapness of the job or want to hire a contractor that's not licensed or insured, what happens? The whole industry gets cheapened. You lower the quality of expectations. And what happens is you just open up the door to be a victim. And I had a conversation with Cynthia Alba with the Better Business Bureau, and she says, Mike, probably 60% of the complaints that I get that has to do with the contractors is because, you know, I hate to say it off the record, but the consumer was asking to get what they got. I don't know how else to say it, and say it nicely.
Well, that's correct. It's just, you know, greed and ignorance. There is a law. There is protection. You know, some of these laws are put in place to protect you, the consumer. And so you've got to verify it is your dollar, your investment. You have got to slow down. You've got to be reasonable. And the marketplace is what it is. Experience and, you know, knowing that the job will get done is worth a few dollars in the competitive marketplace.
Yes. Well, Charles, it's always great to have you. Give us some contact information if a person needs to verify that a contractor is has a valid license or is in good standings with your office. What can
that's
they do?
Right.
And also, if I want to become a licensed.
That's right. Try us at the web, www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana. Or call us at 1-800-256-1392. Mike, we are located at 2525 Quail Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70808.
And what I did was if you go to my website at hometalkusa.com or thecajuncontractor.com or cajuncontractor.com, we got your big logo sitting on our website so they can click there and get straight to your website, too. So we do have you posted up on our website as a courtesy, so we definitely want to thank you. Charles, it's always great to have you. You come on once a month, just keeping us informed. We have a pledge to clean up the industry, to protect an industry I love, industry that I will hope one day that I just want everybody to play by the rules. And if everybody plays by the rule and competition takes over free enterprise, you know who's going to win after all this, Charles? It's going to be the consumer. Well, I think everybody wins, to be honest with you.
That's right.
But I think the consumer is going to be the winner out of all this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Charles, Mike, it's been a pleasure to be on your program today.
Thank you. Charles Marshall, Executive Director of Louisiana Contracts Board. Check him out, hometalkusa.com. It's always great to have him. All right. We got to come back. We're going to be talking a little structural insulated panels with Damian Petalona with Fisher Sips. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use Low-E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with Low-E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is the story of the day they took away. We all know there is a they. Just listen to our conversations. They are raising gas prices or they are taking more taxes. The greatest storyteller told us they would steal from us. And they did. Stole a day. A very important day. A life-saving, regenerating day. One day out of the year. And replaced it with a day they taught us to call Easter. Easter Sunday. It took them 3 centuries to do it, to take away from us that most important day. In the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd centuries, history shows that the then church world observed a very special, special day, once a year. Fact is, history shows a man named Polycarp, bishop of Ephesus, who was an actual disciple of the Apostle John, once traveled to Rome in 159 A.D. and taught that John, who taught him, was taught by the master storyteller to observe this day. It's all quite a story, and if you want to live unscathed in these last days and into the days of the new age, you need to get this day back in your life. How? And how did they do it? It's told at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. That's right, I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, America's only self-proclaimed home expert. That's right. You can catch us each week, every week here on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network and the World Wide Web. All right. Online poll is running. Let's see. We're polling right now. Do you currently have a termite protection certificate for your home? 83% of you saying yes. 17% of you saying no. All right. It's very easy. If you want to participate in our poll, HomeTalkUSA.com. Look to the left. You see the big online poll. Or you can call us, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Also, I know I've been pumping up pretty heavy. Home Talk is now available on demand. That's right, 24/7, 365. Well, we download all our live shows onto a site so you can catch us each day, every day, providing you the best in home improvement information, education. Go to HomeTalkUSA.com, look to the left. Look at the on-air button. Click there where my picture is, Home Talk on Demand. All right. We're going to be wrapping up this last segment of Home Talk. I wanted to get this company back on. We've been getting some calls and emails. It's not his first dance, I assure you. His name is Damian Patalina. He is with Fisher Sips, Structure Insulated Panels. We've did some shows. It looks like... you want some more information? It looks like this is a viable construction technique to get these homes built. And so I wanted to talk to him a little further about it. So let's welcome him to the Gumbo Pot. He is Damian Patalina with Fisher Sips. Damian, welcome to the show, my friend.
Michael, good afternoon. How are you today?
Man, it's crazy out there right now, huh, Damian? I mean, every time I turn around, I just got back from Tennessee a couple weeks ago, had that killer tornado just wiped out.
Just was
horrible, and a lot of homes that are going to be rebuilding down in that area. We got the Gulf Coast area. It looks like, you know, we had a string of hurricanes. Now we got a string of tornadoes, man.
Well, you know, you live here in the Midwest, and it is absolutely Tornado Alley, and I'm telling you, every year it comes through and just wipes out another, you know, literally 100 to 1,200 homes.
And as these homes get destroyed, you know, we hope they, you know, we can help them rebuild and get their lives, and the insurance company pays or the federal government steps up. But, you know, and that's why I want to get you back on the show because, you know, you have a building technique called structure insulated panels that are really can save time, money, it's energy efficient. It's these walls. So first of all, let's explain what is a structure insulated panel, how does it work, and give us some good benefits about these wall system, about this particular wall system.
Well, surely, Michael. Basically, you know, structural insulated panels are two skins of oriented strand board laminated to a solid EPS styrofoam core. Essentially, if you think about it like an ice cream sandwich, that's what our product looks like. It comes in sizes from as small as 4 foot by 8 foot up to as large as 8 foot tall by 24 foot long. We can pre-cut windows. We can pre-cut your doors. They're super energy efficient. They are a green building product, and they're 3 to 5 times stronger than standard stick construction. So literally in these cases, you know, when these houses are being wiped out completely by stick construction by tornadoes in the Midwest, you know, I'm not saying our product would hands down stand up to tornado, but I tell you what, right now, if homes were built out of SIPs in the area, I'll bet you the damage would have been less than half of actually what it was. So I would think the insurance companies would be actually looking toward and pushing a product that would save them money.
Well, basically, you have taken a three-step process and put it all in one. You know, you've got the framing, sheeting, and the insulation all together in one system. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely correct. I mean, you have OSB skins on the outside and on the inside, which you typically don't get with standard construction. You've got your, that's kind of your framing and your sheathing. And then you've got the insulation, which is your EPS core. Now, EPS is a foam core, which is basically styrofoam, Michael. Performs,
yeah,
you know, easily 50% better than standard fiberglass. So you mix all those together and you save time on the insulation. You get structural strength that's 3 to 5 times stronger. And once again, from a framing standpoint, you know, you're standing a wall panel. You can see one that's 8 foot tall, 24 foot long with Fisher SIPs, and basically, you know, you're done that much faster, and you're ready to move on to the next phase in your project.
Yeah. Now, I want to just move ahead. You know, we've had you on the show, and I was just want to, you know, give an update of we have a lot of new listeners that's tuning in, and what actually is a structural insulated panels. But I wanted to talk about the green aspect of this, though, because we're getting ready on our website to work on a green section of our show, which is going to be totally dedicated to green building, green technology. And, you know, I was talking about green 4.5 years ago. I basically said, I was talking about it before I even realized what I was talking about. And when I was talking about it, it didn't have no name for it, okay? All I knew is I had to build a wall system that had good structural integrity. I had to have a wall system that had tremendous indoor air quality. I had to have a wall system that provided good energy efficiency. So I was already, and then eco-friendly products to protect the environment. So I've been talking about this for years, and I didn't realize what I was talking about, okay? But the point is, now I wanted to talk about this because I didn't realize how green and eco-friendly SIPS actually is till I started investigating this.
Well, you know, Michael, you're absolutely correct. You were at the leading edge of what's going on in the green construction building industry, and SIPs are absolutely everything you just said that they are. You know, they're made with young growth recycled trees. You know, we're not chopping down old trees to create lumber to build with SIPs. We're using young, fast growth trees as the OSB skins. The EPS itself, very, very highly energy efficient. We like to say that green building really starts with SIPs. Like you said, you want to create a building that's got nice air quality, that's got super energy efficiency. Well, you're not going to get much more energy efficient than structural insulated panels. When you're talking about building a greenhouse, you're talking about building something that's environmentally friendly. You're talking about reducing, you know, the carbon emissions that are going into the earth. And with a structural insulated panel, it allows you to literally reduce your heating and cooling sizes by up to 50%, saving 50% on energy. Well, you know, that is all reduction of the carbon that are going into our atmosphere. So really and truly, green building does absolutely start with structural insulated panels. It starts with SIPs, and Fisher SIPs is a fantastic product for that.
Now, y'all have, we're going to have to step away just shortly. Got to pay some bills and hear from some of our great sponsors. But when I come back, I'm on your website right now, and I see y'all have a building seminar coming up next weekend, right? I want to talk about that.
That is correct. We'll talk about that right after the break, Michael.
All right, good. Got to step away. You're listening to Home Talk with the old Cajun man from the Bayou Land. Don't forget, online poll. All right. Do you have a valid home termite certificate for your home? All right, we're polling 83% saying yes, 17% saying no. Go to HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, got to step away. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, building a handicap ramp to make it skid-proof. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
There are a few ideas to make a deck surface skid-proof. One is to mix fine sand in the paint when painting the surface. The other is to stain it with some type of semi-transparent stain without the sand. But the one I prefer is to nail a thin quarter-inch cleats on the floor. Slant them on an angle for the water to drain. And remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time here each week, every week, here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. That's right, I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, America's only self-proclaimed home expert. If you want to jump right into the show, 1-800-259-5791, Michael King, 1350 at yahoo.com. I also want to mention that this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time on the, well, it's the Genesis Communication Radio Network, at GCNLive.com. So if you happen to miss our show on Saturdays, we do rebroadcast every Sunday morning. Also want to mention that Home Talk is available right now on demand, 24/7, 365. Just go to our website, HometalkUSA.com. Click the on-air button. Now you can get Home Talk each day, every day. Also want to mention that the next segment, we're going to be doing our FAQ Home Tip of the Day. Need a post hole? Just dig it. All right, we're talking to Damon Pataluna with Fisher Sips. We're talking about the great benefits of going with some type of structural insulated panels, which is basically a great panel system to rebuild your home. It takes framing, sheeting, and insulation and make it one step. But, Damon, just before the break, I mentioned that you've got a very important
seminar, building seminar, SIP seminar coming in next weekend. Am I correct?
Yes, Michael, that is April 19th, next Saturday here in Louisville, Kentucky. It goes from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We are charging a whopping $5 to come on to our plant. And basically what it is, it's a plant tour to see how structural insulated panels are made, how they're used. And it's a three-part seminar on building with structural insulated panels at Fisher SIPS. The first phase just goes over structural insulated panels, what they are, how they came around into being, and how they can be used. The whole second phase is called SIPS and Your Project. And what we actually do is we go through the entire process of building with SIPS, buying SIPS, what you need to consider, what are good projects for SIPS, what are not good projects for SIPS, what you should be considering when you're designing your home, if your home's already designed, how things work with SIPS. And then the third phase is actually a little construction project where we build a small SIP model so that those that are there at the seminar can actually put together SIPs themselves and see how easy it is for the whole Fisher SIP system to go together.
So seeing is believing. So you're going to have contractors coming in from all over the country?
You know, typically we do. It's amazing. I'm always amazed. You know, we're in Louisville, Kentucky, and every seminar that we have, like even this one, once again, we've got people signed up coming in from Texas, Missouri, Tennessee, obviously Kentucky. We've got them coming from Ohio, Illinois, Indiana. I mean, they're literally coming in from all over the country to spend 3 hours with us minimally because they want to learn about structural insulated panels and Fisher SIPS in general. And at the end of the seminar, we also have an option to take them out to a project that's being built locally so they can actually see the product itself in place being used and see some people in Louisville that have actually used the product.
Man, that's great, man. So it's next April 19th. It's from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And they can call you at 1-800-792-SIPS or just go online on your website at fishersips.com. Am I correct?
That is correct. There is a login for registration right there on the website. Right there on the front home page, when they get to it, all they got to do is click down. If you look front line, it's Fisher SIPS Seminar, April 19th. You click on that, and there is a registration page. Just register, and then see you next Saturday in Louisville.
Man, that's fantastic. I wish I'd have known that a little bit ahead of time. I could have probably loved to come down there myself and see that and actually maybe do my show from your location. That would have been great if I'd have known a little. So
that would have been really exciting, actually, Michael. We get 30 to 50 participants every time we put on a seminar, and we try to do them quarterly.
Well, let me know next time you do one, and I'd like to come down there and actually do my show and let them get on the air and actually talk to the contractors and, you know, and hear from them, because it's the contractors that can – the guy that's actually putting this stuff up. Because, hey, you got a friend here. I know how these SIPs and can really make a difference and can take the building process and just speed it up by two-thirds of the time, you know?
Well, it really is, and every seminar we'll have, Michael, two or three builders that have worked with SIPs that are there to answer questions for people that are, you know, wondering about it. And then we always have, you know, 15, 20 people that have never worked with SIPs in the past and they're curious about it. And so we try to have a good mix of everything in there so that those who are unfamiliar with SIPs can ask those who have done 15, 20 projects with SIPs and really learn a lot about it.
Well, I tell you, it's always great to have you Damien, because I know the impact you're making with the education information on structure insulated panels down in the Gulf Coast area. You know, structure insulated panels is a preferred building method. It's got my endorsement. It beats all the standards and beyond of my expectations. So, again, give us that information and tell us again about the seminar again next week before I have to let you go.
Yeah. Once again, the seminar is Saturday, April 19th. It's next Saturday. It starts at 9 a.m. goes on until 12 noon. And then we have time after the seminar to sit around, look at your plans, talk about your project, or meet some of the local contractors that have worked with SIPS. You can find us online at www.fishersips.com. That's FISCHERSIPS.com. Or you can call us and sign up at 1-800-792-SIPS, that's SIPS, structural insulated panels, and to come to Fisher SIPS seminar about building with structural insulated panels next week.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against the cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as oil will. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Comment survive. Hello, welcome back to the best and home improvement broadcasting excellence. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. You can catch us live here each week, every week, here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network from 4 to 7 Eastern Time. That's 3 to 6 Central, where I have a different home improvement expert on the show each week, every week. Talk about pretty much anything that has to do with your home. If you'd like to email me a question or a comment about this show, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. All right, we're going to close out our online poll. As you know, we've been polling all day. Do you currently have a termite protection certificate for your home? It's holding at 83% saying yes, 17% saying no. But we're going to keep it up there. So if you want to participate, we're going to keep it up there all week. Probably take it down by Friday. Go to HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, let me go ahead and do our home FAQ home tip of the week. Need a post hole? Just dig it. Digging post holes is a common do-it-yourself project. If you are building a fence or a deck, maybe erecting a flagpole, putting up a pole light, or even setting up a dinner bell on a post, you need to dig one or more post holes. You have many choices on how to do it, though. Unfortunately, the most inexpensive method involves hard work. If you have only a few holes to dig, then I would just use a handheld post hole digger.
is a great choice. But if you need several holes, and say the ground is kind of hard, I would consider renting a wheeled power auger. It is safer and easier to use than a handheld power auger, okay? Now, for large jobs, a tractor-mounted post-hole auger is the best choice. Now, some contractors also have hydraulic post-hole diggers mounted on the skid steer loaders and backhoes. But, all right, that concludes our FAQ home tip of the week. Need a post-hole? Just dig it. We're going to definitely have it posted up on our website at hometalkusa.com. Look for the link called Need a Post-Hole? Just dig it. All right, don't forget, Home Talk is now available on demand, 24/7, 365. Check us out. We have downloaded all our past shows, so you can catch us Home Talk each day, every day. Go to hometalkusa.com. Look to the left, click the on-air button, and you can catch us each day, every day. Also, this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Central Time. Also, we do archive and podcast all our shows. So all you have to do is wait about 3 or 4 hours, and we'll have them up on the site. And don't forget about our book, I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor, $19.99, available on my website. All right, that about it does it. Edition of Home Talk. I am the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. We do broadcast live here each week, every week. If you want to learn about the show, HometalkUSA.com, or just drop me an email, Michael King at HometalkUSA.com, MichaelKing1350 at Yahoo.com. All right, I want to leave you with this. We have a saying. It's called Sasa en for déjeuner en toi, la le sien que toi, la le légion, et me à toi blessé. Always our state licensed insured contractor. Goodbye, and God bless. See you next week. All right, Monroe, we out of here.
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.